Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Bobby Moore as a Jeff Hurst. The trailer booking at Billy Bones. West Ham United, we celebrate our victories. We stick together in defeat. I'm proud of our history. West Ham United, more than just a podcast. More than just a podcast.
Good afternoon, good morning, or good evening. This is more than just a podcast, season 13, episode 22. No Nigel, no George, they're on their sabbatical, they're having a hiatus, they're having a break. But the true and loyal free, the free amigos are
loyal.
Here.
What makes them unloyal?
We turn up.
The free amigos are back. Because we can't get anyone else on. But John, welcome back. We missed you last week. Where are you? What are you doing?
I'm at home, talking to yous, doing a podcast.
Canning Town Lane, where are you and what are yous doing?
I'm in the studio. I doubt if I'll ever get out.
Do you know what? I'll tell you a funny story. This afternoon I wasn't feeling too well. I came home from work a bit early. And I wanted something in the background. I turned on Academy 74 and I started watching. I don't know why, it just came up as a suggestion. And I was watching Academy 74 again. You watched that, John?
I haven't.
Available on Prime.
It is.
Yeah, I paid for it, but it's available on Prime. I liked it second time.
Oh, good. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was never quite sure.
I know you weren't, but I saw it the first time and maybe I didn't get it. But the second time, I really enjoyed it, actually.
Yeah. I went out with the boys last week.
Actually. Did you?
Yeah, I found out someone told me that obviously one of the members of the team, Terry Urlock, played for Millwall.
Oh, yeah.
And when someone leaked a photo of him going out with the West Ham boys, he got death threats and he put me off the project, to be honest.
For those who don't know, Canning Townland has got a little bit of talent, not just painting pictures, but has made two films and they're both available on, still available. Everyone's second team, is it?
Yeah.
Available.
Yeah, I think it's not free to view anymore because the contract expired.
Oh, okay. You got to pay for that one. But Academy 74 is available for free. Watch it this Christmas.
I don't think it was. Is it?
Yeah, no, I looked at it. It said available on Prime today.
Yeah,
I bought it anyway.
Told me that. I'm going to have to phone them up.
Yeah, available on Prime. Sorry, have I let the cat out of the bag?
I don't know. No one told me.
Anyway, it's not a Cannes Film Festival, right? We're not Barry Norman. Was that his name?
Was. Well done. Yeah, and you said it correctly.
He died.
Yeah, I think he's dead. Who was the other one? Jonathan Ross. What was the film program used to be called, John? Come on.
Film
2023 now.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. I went to the talkies, the moving pictures, this week, actually.
Did you? What did you see?
I saw Wonka.
Was you happy?
I was. It's a musical. It's a very fun. I took the family and I managed to blag some Odeon tickets for Kingston. And and it was a very nice experience. It's got Rowan Atkinson in it, Hugh Grant in it.
Rowan Atkinson's in it, is he?
Rowan Atkinson is a priest. Yeah, so it's... Oh, and Matt Lucas. Got Matt Lucas in it as well.
Very, very prominent in the Wonka story of priests, weren't they?
Yeah. Well, that's where they store the chocolate underneath the church. Oh, spoilers! Spoilers! Anyway, did you watch... no, I'm not going to ask that because we're getting off the tangent if I ask you if you watched Doctor Who, John.
Oh, I'm not 12, Sean. How many times?
Doctor Who is a grown-up programme. Don't try
it. You've tried... Our whole life you've banged on about Doctor Who.
I know.
I don't.
Don't
I've
watch
never
Doctor
watched
Who.
That once.
No, me neither.
Although I'm about to give up my BBC. I'm never going to watch it again because I'm giving up my... I'm not paying the licence fee.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I don't watch TV.
I don't watch TV, so why pay a licence fee?
Going back to Wonka, is there a German boy that you can fat shame in it?
Yes, there is
a German boy.
Yeah.
No, I'm surprised.
Funny enough, there is a German... boy in
Augustus Gloop.
Well, it's not quite like that, but there is a German in it. Although he's not a boy, he's more of a man who dresses like a baron and he's central to the thing. But he's not a boy; he's a man. But Doctor Who has a German in it, the toy maker. But that won't mean anything to except for Doctor Who fans. Anyway, let's talk about football.
Football.
Oh, do we have to?
Do you know what? Let's talk about the joyous bit. We beat Spurs. It happens again.
It happens again.
We beat Spurs. It happened again. Look, I think actually, I say it wasn't expected, but I think all three of us predicted a win. John didn't, but you and I predicted a win.
What did I predict, Sean?
I predicted a draw. 2-1-1s.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. There you go.
Not that you need any more points. You got another 5-pointer by getting another correct. So you're running away with the Super 6, by the way. I mean, it's just like it's fixed.
I can't wait to get my trophy.
It was one of those games. Let's start with you, John, because we missed you last week.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, let's start with the usual question. Did you watch the game?
I did watch it.
Oh, thank God for that.
I'm not going to do so well with the answer for the next one, but yeah, I did this one.
And obviously the first half was a hard watch.
Yeah, it's... Do you want to talk about the first half, really? What was it? 18-20% possession? And
I don't know. I'm just going to look up the stat attack.
It was terrible. Terrible football.
David Moyes says it was all part of a deliberate ploy. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
To soak up their possession.
Right.
And wait till they wore themselves out and then turn the tables on them second half. Do you believe him?
No, he said that.
He said that if we had played too fluidly in the first half, they would have scored multiple goals against us, but I told them to be tight and defend.
Right. First C-bomb of the night, then.
Go on.
Why is he taking everyone for a cunt?
Well, I think he said some things.
Delayed beep.
Yeah, you're not the only person to say that. A few people.
He's gaslighting us, isn't he?
Yeah.
Really?
A few people have said, oh, yeah. Does he really believe we believe that he... And I was talking to Huey. And he said, does he really believe that he deliberately held on for 45 minutes trying to
defend only? This is getting me down this week. How are they orchestrated to do that? Because they look like they are now. Why is there... I'm a bit flabbergasted that he can tell these players, especially these type of players, to go out there and hold the shape, and they do it.
Yeah.
And it didn't look like Danny. We
had a bit of luck on the first half. I mean, obviously, Romero, who is one of my fancy players, thank goodness, scored after 11 minutes. So I scored big points on him. But you thought it was going to end at half time 3-4-0. I mean, I think we had some blocks on the line. Fabianski made some great
saves. We had a couple of chances.
Yeah.
But if they were better finishing. we would have been three or four down. Yeah. Yeah,
but I mean, Son was having an off day,
which is
cried at the end.
You can probably take that relevance of if they could finish better with their opportunities. They got so many opportunities, they would have been out of sight. You can probably take that forward to the Fulham game, where they did take their opportunities. Yeah. You know
we were 1-0 down at half time, and I think everybody thought,
we were lucky.
So lucky.
Did anyone at that point, put your hands up, please, on radio, thought that we'd come back into it second half?
Two hands down, my end.
Yeah, me too.
Well, if they were going to hand us chances like that, that's what it was about. You can't. It's always great to beat Spurs, but let's not get fucking excited. Spurs handed it to us on a plate, literally on a plate.
We did go at them more.
Straight away.
John, I'd like to remind you, as I reminded you three times on the WhatsApp group, I did say at half time, a game of two halves, John.
Yeah, but Sean, you spout that shit all the time.
I know. I'm going to get it right.
You're not saying anything you don't normally say.
Yeah, okay, but
you know, you just like Moyes in, Moyes the Messiah, Moyes masterclass when we win. Yeah. It's just the same old shit you spout. It's not.
But I did say game in two halves at half time.
Yeah, which is stating bleeding obvious, isn't it?
I told you we'd push you into the red, John. Literally just did it.
So before we talk about the second half. The stat attack.
Oh, what? He's lost more games than anyone else.
Possession. They had 75% possession over the 90 minutes. We had 25.
I know in the first sort of 10 minutes we had 18% or something. Or
I thought it was 90. I thought it was 10%.
I think you find it was
8%. 8%, that's it. And you're like, oh my God.
So apart from the Mermaids 75%, they had 23 shots, 7 on target. We had 11, 5 on target. This is unbelievable. They had made 784 passes with a 91% accuracy. We made 251 passes with a 73% accuracy.
Yeah, we just get every time in the first half, every time we got possession, we just gave it away because we had no outpour. We had no.
Yeah.
We were so under the cosh, we were everyone behind the ball when it was just.
8 corners to their. We had 4 corners, they had 8 corners. So let's talk about second half. Bowen to the rescue. I'm trying to think where the goal... Did they make a mistake on that?
Yeah, they on
they
the
did
curve.
Make a mistake, didn't they? Both of them came from mistake.
Oh, yeah, they deflected. Ball went through, bounced off 2 or 3 of their players, right to the feet of Bowen.
Yeah, it was a bit lucky, wasn't it? And he just had to take the shot. He took it nicely, let's be honest. Yeah. And
Lucky, but going further up the pitch, playing the ball, and closing and down and around, that's what causes the big misfortune. And
that was the difference, wasn't it? Yeah, that was the difference. They did.
Absolutely.
They did. They changed.
And he comes out and said, oh, what it was doing nothing in the first half. Take us for pricks, really.
But see that's the acceptable side of a West Ham play. I think we'd all accept that we're not going to always be able to dominate games and run hold the ball up and be possession based. But have a go, a go at them. Yeah, that's fine.
Even if you don't play well like we did, you could still win a game. Yeah. So why won't you do it?
What's he got to lose? He's in the last year of his contract. All this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how that come about to do that. Yeah, I don't know anymore. It's been a tough week to be a West Ham fan. It's been
on. There was a bit of a joy after. Certainly me going to work, winding up all the Spurs fans.
Oh, well, you enjoyed the result. I mean, the second goal, to be fair, was, again, us closing down.
Before we go to the second goal, John, ask you twos again, use and our audience, right? Hands up, who would have taken a draw at that point? Going, if we can get a draw,
Yeah, of
course we would. You putting
your hands up, John? Yeah, I'll put one hand up for that. Because you're hoping that with the other hand, you're hoping that you might nick a win. You know,
you got a hand up just to clarify, Len.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I'd have been happy with a draw.
You're thinking if we could just hold on for a draw, because I still thought at that point after we scored the goal against the run of play.
We didn't play well at all. There's no point kidding yourself.
You think, You know, well, a lot of people were saying,
yeah, but
do you know what?
I've
heard people say, oh, well, and I think Alan Shearer was saying this in the studio. Oh, well, West Ham have just completely turned it around. They are now pressing and putting the high line.
Yeah,
on.
But Alan
he's
Shearer.
Watching the same game.
But Alan Shearer also said, why didn't the keeper pick that ball up instead of push it back into play when it was a back pass? So,
yeah,
here, you
so
go.
Here we go. So, yeah. So we've moved on to the second goal. Back pass comes back. Alan Shearer says he should have picked it up. That would have been a handball, yeah, and a penalty. Well,
he still handled the ball. I just don't understand.
Yeah, why that wasn't blown up straight away.
Now,
yeah,
explain to me this.
Never
When the first shot was taken, was it James Ward-Prowse that did the first shot?
Yeah.
When it hit the post and come back,
yeah.
If it had gone in the first time, someone was saying that would have been offside, but we were lucky that it came off the post and followed up, so it wasn't offside. Did you see it that way? I don't know. I don't think so.
I didn't work that out because...
Bowen
was to the left of the keeper and he hit the right-hand post.
Well, that's what I thought. Bowen wasn't interfering with play, so I didn't see how that could be.
Yeah.
But that's what someone was saying.
It was back pass. You know, all bets are fucking off. It don't really matter.
So if it had gone in the first time, it would still have been a goal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who cares? Fucking hell.
And
literally the highlight of the fucking
I don't know
league.
How it was for you, right? We won't do hands up this time because, you know.
Not great on a podcast.
No, it's not great on a podcast.
on an audio-only podcast.
Yeah, so James Ward-Prowse obviously scored on 74 minutes. That was a long 16 minutes, well, 20. No, 16 minutes. Plus injury time. I don't know. The injury time was about 5, wasn't it? So about 21 minutes. That was a tough watch for me.
How many of you watched the Chelsea Tottenham game? Did we all watch that?
I didn't watch that, no.
Chelsea when they Tottenham?
Went, yeah, when Tottenham went down to 9 men.
Oh, yeah, I did, yeah.
And how they held that high line on the halfway line for so often that all they had to do, Chelsea, was run along the line and break. You know, that is what they were still doing. They still do that. You know, so they were after we'd got the win, or we'd taken the lead, they were still going for it, and they were still doing that, and they were playing that high. And that's when I'm thinking, well, why haven't we got a Cornet on the pitch at this point? Why haven't we got, you know, why haven't we got these players that
obviously doesn't like him?
No,
Cornet.
Well,
here we go.
Yeah. Well, I hear he's got. Some, and I said this last week, that he's got some condition, rare condition, that he needs to manage. Whether that's...
Moyes?
No,
I
Cornet.
Can't think of any other reason why he needs to manage.
Well, Cornet, which game was it that Cornet was completely dropped on?
That was that game,
wasn't it? He didn't, I mean, I put it out there, he didn't even make the match day squad. And I was told he's not ill and he's not injured. But you're right. He wasn't even included.
Because he'd come on, got an assist for that against the Serbian lot.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
the game before, and I just thought, well, he's going to get another run out.
There's something going on there that
benefit everybody,
about.
Surely, yeah. Wouldn't it, for him to play?
Yeah.
Surely, especially with January coming up, if they want to get rid of him, show him to be played. You know, none of it makes any sense.
I'm afraid, to me, Moyes is detrimental to the club now on them issues, costing us money. He's complaining this ever. He's spent lots of money. He spent far less than the Villa manager that's out playing him. And really, I'm going to now my flag to the mast, or whatever it's called, quite early. And I think if he is detrimental to the team, we didn't move from Upton Park and have it was for the good of the club rubbed in our face all the time. When someone is detrimental to the club, he stays in situ. I'm sorry, time has gone. For me, Sullivan's got to find his bollocks. I know it's going to be an unpopular decision. It's for the people of the media, but fuck them. I don't care about him.
We're going to talk about that in the news section and give a little update. So
oh, no doubt we are.
More later.
But that's what's done it for me. You know, it's just this Cornet thing. It's just a little, not literally that bit, but it's typical of Moyes.
Did you enjoy the Amazon Prime coverage with their little indicators of how many substitutes you use? Did you like that, John, or not?
No, I don't. I find the whole thing. The best thing about the Amazon coverage is it actually gives you the ability to watch it without any commentary.
Yeah.
Brilliant. All boxes. Well,
Ange,
but yeah, that's brilliant.
Ange made five, and one thing that stood out for me, he got more and more desperate. They weren't used to being in this position. They were
how
down.
How many did we make?
One.
Yeah. And then what did he? What did he say about the Fulham game?
Fatigue.
Yeah,
yeah. Fatigue. And yeah. Why is that? Think because he's knocking the bollocks out of the same players. Because he doesn't trust the rest of the squad. How can he not trust the rest of the squad? Because he's been there for how long now? 3 years. How can that not be his squad of his building, of his making? And how can he not trust those players? It all goes round back to the...
Did you know, changing the subject a little bit, that Premier League have done a new domestic deal? So we won't be seeing streaming rights anytime soon. There was a little bit... Interestingly... Amazon didn't pick up any rights whatsoever this time. So that's Amazon handy. Done. So Amazon, Apple, Netflix didn't win any rights. It went to Sky and TNT Sports, formerly BT.
To be fair, their platform can't really deal with it. I mean,
they need too many staff. I mean, people will complain about, the female commentators, this Joey Barton, mostly.
Yeah.
Well, I was surprised to see any Aluko anywhere near anything after the last thing she said and did.
Yeah, well.
6.7 billion over 4 years. They've tried to say it's a record deal. But the only reason it's a record deal is because the last one was over 3 years and this one's over 4 years, and they've had to give a lot more games. I suppose that's good for everyone, 215. And what they're saying is, Sky, and I do agree with them, John,
it's not good for the fans.
Is saying...
the match-going fans.
Yeah, probably not for the match-going fans. But what they're saying is the market can't sustain... We can't force the UK public to pay any more for Sky. So you've got to give them more. You've got to give them more games to get value for money. We'll give you the same money as you've been used to per game, where we do a four-year deal, but we want more games. We want to give more back to our subscribers.
They all are, aren't they? All hard.
Subscribe to Sky, don't you, John?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because I've got a great big fuck off TV.
Yeah.
And what's the point of having all this stuff if you can't get Ultra HD content?
Yeah. How about you, Len? Do you subscribe to Sky?
If it's on the TV, I like going down the pub. So I don't subscribe.
So you don't subscribe to Sky?
I can have it intermittently if it's not a good month.
Yeah.
But generally, I prefer. Well,
you
to
can
go down
use
the pub.
Now TV, of course.
That's what I've got.
Yeah.
That's what Mrs. bought. I've got a couple of different boxes.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
But I only use it for that reason. That's the sole reason I have it, for the quality of the programming.
You're right. We won. I spent my then evening winding up every Spurs fan I know, sending them messages, and they were so annoyed at their team because they thought gifted. And I said to a lot of people, I went, thanks for the early Christmas present. I feel really awful. I've got nothing for you.
Well, their goal, it was very similar performances, to not say the extreme, for the first half, but, the Chelsea games.
They were
not so much the Chelsea game because our finishing was good, but the Brighton game was...
Tottenham just said we threw everything at it and we were just awful. I mean, of course, these things come back. So, of course, everybody that I wound up and everyone's talking about top six and going, we're just behind goal difference. If we win against Fulham on Sunday and they lose against Newcastle, we can go fifth. And go, yeah, right. There's a banana skin.
Did anyone watch Fulham? They're fucking the last
game. They could,
They got back-to-back 5-0s.
Well, let's move on to Fulham. That's a good segue into Fulham. John, I'm going to start with you because I think I know the question. Two away games.
Well, it's David your question, Moyes, so you should be.
David Moyes says, no one really. He said, not many people, I don't know the answer to this, got 6 points from the two games in a week. So you've got to be happy with 3 points.
Played. He'd also done a press conference saying that we're not likely to get six and we're not likely, we're not likely to achieve this. We're not likely, you're like, oh, do
fucking go then, you can't.
We're not going to get top six. Interesting, I saw a number of interviews post-match. We're getting ahead of ourselves. you know, first one he apologised and said, look, I'm embarrassed about the performance and the result. I want to apologise to all the fans. But in another one, he started giving excuses saying, well, you know, it was a scheduling. It was we had an extra, everybody else had an extra day more than us because we played on the Thursday. And then he started going on about the knocks and the illness in the camp and the bugs. And, you know, it really wasn't fair. And you, and then he went, but it's not an excuse.
Well, it fucking sounded like
why mention it? Why go for all those things if you're not going to use it as an excuse? Let's talk about it, right? I'm sure it's not going to take too long. But, John, I think we're going to get you off the hook. Did you watch it, mate?
No.
I know you've...
Lucky, you John.
You got away with it because you were... Was it one of your grand...
My George's... Jessica.
Oh, it's Jessica.
My granddaughter's third birthday party, and it started at... Which started at 2:30.
Oh, so, what a shame.
And I got there a bit early, helped set up and all that in the
hall.
Well
done. Wow. You got away with that one.
So, yeah, Jeez. By the time it all started and I looked at my phone, I think we were 2-0 down or 3-0. I think we could have been... I don't know the score.
I don't know. We were messaging on that.
But, yeah.
Let me start with a stat attack.
Yeah,
so we had...
Other than
5-0. 36% possession, meaning they had 64. They had 14 shots, 8 on target. Believe it or not, we had 9 shots, 5 on target. I'm surprised that we had 5 on target, to be honest. They made 762 passes, 89% accuracy. We made just 430 of 83% accuracy. Fouls, we fouled 10 times to their 5. Dirty West Ham. 6 corners, which we couldn't capitalise, to their 3. Well, you watched it, Len. The fuck did it all go wrong? Because we were good for the first 10 minutes, I thought. I'm going to start with that. I'm start you off.
The
first 10 minutes, we looked sharp. And I thought, hey, we're going to go for this.
Yeah, we did look sharp. That's not a bad explanation. But I always thought the game was going to be won and lost in midfield. You look at...
Well, that's us back then.
Yeah. We decided not to play one.
Yeah.
There was just literally gaps in it. And I was ready to blame the players for that. But when you look at it, there was 30-yard... People were in, like, midfielders with, like, 20 yards of space putting balls into the box. And you're ready to say, well, that's got to be the players' fault. But they're going back into shape again. They're not closing the man down, but preferring to go back into shape. And so I've got to kind of blame Moyes for that, because that's what's been drilled into him. Literally, there was no tackling in the midfield, and they already had a better midfield than us.
Was it his best team, first of all? I should put some context. So Alvarez travelled to Craven Cottage, but was taken home sick, literally throwing up. Fornals, who started, apparently had been suffering from a winter bug as well.
So he's got thrown under the bus then.
And so had Emerson. Why did they start Fornals?
This is why I should be fired.
And David Moyes himself had been sick, which is why he didn't leave the dugout in the second half, we're told, that he was actually feeling sick. Areola was still injured.
Why didn't they try and postpone the game then if it was illness going through the camp? I think
it's an excuse. I mean, obviously, Alvarez. I mean, you don't start Fornals if he's really sick. Alvarez was due to start, but he was sent home. Literally, someone come and picked him up.
So Alvarez is our main defensive midfielder, yeah? Like, he's a sort of actual defensive midfielder. So
he's
who's
the only
our backup?
One that actually is.
Well, they put
anyone's the backup.
They put Souček and
Ward-Prowse.
They put Ward-Prowse and Souček there. So I mean, the back four was Zuma, Agüero, Cresswell, Soufal, and then they had four across with Ward-Prowse and Souček in the middle with Kudus on the right, Fornals on the left, and then you had in front of them you had Bowen up front and Paquetá just behind him. That worked well.
It's an arrogant setup, really, because they're putting that goes into a back six very quickly, and it's almost like to say, well, you're going to have to put a good ball in if you want to get past us. Well, guess what, Sherlock? They fucking well did, because they did it the week before. They're just pinging in perfect balls because there's no pressure on them to do it.
The omen was out there when, I'm sure you've seen the video, where the West Ham party boat crashed into Hammersmith Bridge. You knew it was going to be downhill from there. I mean, do they not know? Do these skippers not know? They go, oh, it's a high tide. I don't think we'll get under that bridge.
Maybe he was pissed.
Oof. No idea.
No. Anywho, 22 minutes, the first goal, and then it was all one-way action. 31, William, 41, 60, 89.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I must admit, and I'll own up now, Len, you might have seen it to the end. After we went 3-0 down, I had it in the background, but I stopped watching. The thing I did see was...
I thought you were a loyal supporter. And
yeah, I know. It was on there. It was just... Finlay was watching it. Mubama doing a sort of scuffed his shot. He did a half chance, scuffed his shot.
Like you, I missed the Mubama coming on. I must admit, I couldn't really critique him.
Yeah. I mean, he did use his substitutes.
I've lost interest.
He used all five substitutes on...
It's a sad indictment.
Yeah. So on came Mavropanos, on came Obonna, on came Benrahma, on came Emerson, who we were told is sick, and on came Mubama.
Yeah, it's just... More questions than answers, isn't it? It's all too little too late, isn't it?
You know, when you've got 8% possession in the first 10 or 15 minutes of a game in the previous game, of course you're going to be knackered for the next game, which is in 2 days' time or whatever. When you play without the ball, it's a hell of a lot more tiring than strolling around a pitch and passing balls to each other.
Yeah.
So the level of energy we would have expelled at that Tottenham game, that first half, it would have written them out for half a season. Do you know what I mean? The amount of energy they would have done and the mental power you need to stay sort of focused. It's tiring and wearing. So of course they are knackered. Of course they are. But you don't flog the same 12 players or 11 players, do you?
I think the best thing... Look, the support was brilliant. Have you seen the song where they're going, who put the ball in West Ham net? Half the fucking team. Have you seen them sing that? When 5-0 down?
No.
It's really good. I'll send you it on TikTok. Yeah. Who put the ball in West Ham's neck? Half
don't
the fucking
deserve
team.
The fans we got. They don't.
Yeah, no.
Your
look,
mates.
That's West Ham for you, right?
Yeah. And unfortunately, everyone in the management team isn't West Ham.
Yeah.
I had enough. I've had a gutful.
Is there anything else we can say positive about this game? I mean, in my view... David Moyes should have come out and said what he said and nothing else. That was an embarrassing performance. That was an embarrassing result. I apologise to each and every fan. And then be quiet and say, I'm not saying anything more, but goodbye. You know, doesn't need to make the half excuses, doesn't need to do that.
And, well, we haven't even travelled, have we? All our games have been like Spurs and Fulham or whatever away. You know, it's just the amount of travel in that is nothing. Could have been Newcastle.
Did you hear what James Ward-Prowse said today?
No. Want to play somewhere else?
No. He basically contradicted his manager.
What did he say?
He basically said that they were professionals and they couldn't use the excuse of schedules.
You can't, because everyone's doing it.
And, you know, they're professional players and professional athletes. And, you know, David Moyes talking about fatigue, James Ward-Prowse sort of didn't get it. Didn't get it. He said,
Moyes looks after Moyes.
Yeah, he did. And that's why I think he should, you know, apparently doesn't like the media. Just shut up. Just say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed. You know, if the players want to do something, they could have a whip round and go, I tell you what, we're going to refund everybody who bought a ticket today. We're going to refund their ticket price at 30 quid, you know, 2,700 people. Let's give them their 30 quid back, you know?
60,000, though.
Yeah. They could have clubbed together and done that, couldn't they? But that's not done nowadays. Anywho.
Has it ever been done?
It has been done, actually.
West Ham?
I don't know West Ham.
No, not West Ham. No.
It was done once by the club when they travelled somewhere away and they decided to give their money back some years ago.
You'll have to look that one
anyway,
up.
Anyway,
so I would say on all of this, he keeps trancing out. We've got these 10 games in whatever now, days or whatever.
I'm sure we're all pissed off after the result, 5-0 loss.
I don't care. It's not about the result. It's just
obviously, we asked the senior source on his views, and obviously he's frustrated at the time.
Definitely frustrated, Sean.
He said, let's put it this way. We consider the next two games, very, very, in capitals, important.
Absolutely, yeah, with absolute pointless statement.
Now that could be interpreted a number of ways. And some people, like our friend Crazy Nick, who was on last week, decided to interpret it.
I would have told you to fuck off straight away. You start calling him Crazy Nick. Do you know what I mean? What are you like? Actually, that's the things I need to pick up with you.
Oh, yeah, you said you wanted to pick some stuff up.
I listened to the podcast. I was in Sunny Butlins last week, so I listened to the podcast.
Go on.
Post episodes. So I've got some complaints.
Oh, go on.
Right, my first complaint is that I've been to 3 fucking games, not one, not just the one game. How many times do you think he's been? So how many times do you think he's been? Everyone goes, when?
Mark.
Yeah, who told me today? He told you I'd been to 2 Premier League games and a European game.
I'm sure he said one.
And there's you going, he's only come to one.
I knew that was one answer.
Yeah. I knew the European.
I don't see what your obsession is. You're such a shit stirring little weasel.
He's actually, for the first time, he's gone to more games than anyone else on the podcast. I couldn't give a monkey's. I think he's an idiot for going.
All right.
So that's my first complaint.
I apologise for that mistake. Yeah.
That's the first one.
My next complaint is that you fucking do the same. You say the same things about George. Don't turn up and do this anymore. George didn't do. You said all that again last week. Now, when we were kids, when we were 13, 14, whatever, we went to football a lot. Yeah, in the 80s,
we went to
a lot of football. But then in the early 90s, we didn't go so much, did we, Sean?
Well, and then we had young kids, you are right.
We got married and had kids. Yeah, and then we returned to it when the kids got 5 or 6. Yeah. So George, at this present time in life, has got 2 kids under the age of 3. He's been made a director of a company that's gone from like 6 staff to 50 in a year. And he's got not a minute to himself. Yet you still find time to dig him out on every podcast.
You're right. I can see
so
on that
you could
point
stick that
well.
One up your arse.
Yeah,
as well.
Not anymore, John.
And the last one,
oh, go on.
You and your little pretend fucking, we don't have any Gregs in Surrey. Oh, fuck off, Sean. Who do you think you are? Who are you pretending to be? We grew up together. We're surrounded by fucking Gregs. What are you on about?
We don't go
to Gregs in Surrey. We go to the little Mrs. Miggins shop down the little village.
Have any Gregs
no, you fucking don't. You don't even live in a village. Now, what planet? What planet do you?
Ditton does not.
What do you pretend to be, Sean? What is your? I was listening to the podcast and I was like, "Oh, fuck off!" Honestly, you're. I was so pissed off.
For whatever reason, I've missed Greg's. I've never been to Greg's till recently.
You've missed Greg's.
I haven't been. I just don't.
You pretend to be something you're not, and it's tedious.
All right.
It's tedious, Mr.
About opinions.
Me and my don't go to Greg's. I have a lovely foie gras. I
did not say that last episode. Foie gras. Yeah,
you just, no, you but it's just local, the sort of shit you talk about.
There's a very good local bakers in Thames Ditton.
We were both brought up in the same place, same in area. We were the same old things. Yeah. And you pretend to be. So leave the Greg story alone, Sean.
Okay, I will leave the Greg story. I will concede on all those three stories. I apologise.
Okay.
George, I apologise to you for saying you've only been to one game when you've been to two Premier League games plus a European game. Three games in total.
That's three times more than I came out all of last season.
You're going on Thursday and Sunday, John?
I'm not going to either, am I? I'm going to Man United. Is that still on the 23rd?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. How about you, Len?
Okay, am I, Eck?
You're not going on Thursday?
I doubt if I didn't fucking tune in.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's dull. I've had an illness. I've had a gutful. You know what you're going to get.
Anyway.
Just wait for the result.
Anywho, we were talking about the senior source saying, let's put it this way. We consider the next two games very, very important. Certain people, Nick. I won't call him Crazy Nick anymore.
That was so out of order.
Took that to be that he was facing the sack. And I will agree, the rhetoric that Huey took on Clarence Hugh was he was on very, very thin ice.
Well, he should be.
We've got clarification today from the senior source, not long before we came on air, and that is he is under no pressure from the sack at this time. If he loses both games, if he loses on Thursday and he loses on Sunday, he will not face the sack. I'm just a messenger.
You don't have to be a messenger. We know by now. We've had enough of Sullivan. He's a gutless prick. That's what he comes down to. Gives you all the old spiel about we need to move stadium. We need to. It's nothing about money. If we need to grow as a club, well, fucking grow it then, you. It's like a gardener. Oh, we need a bigger greenhouse. He don't put any seedlings. He does nothing, Sullivan. He does nothing. He fucks his missus. That's it.
Good link there, right? Because
what the fuck are your missus?
Good link to shareholding, right? We like links. I've been told today that an American investor is interested in buying the 10% from Vanessa Gold and her family. And that they perhaps then with a view to grow their shareholding.
I've heard it all before. You know what it is? What you're saying is we're not selling Moyes. Sean, put some good news out or some.
No, it's not. That.
So
it's not
we,
that
we
at all.
People renew their tickets because they're not going to otherwise because everyone's bored.
I'm just saying,
when you go there.
Tripp Smith owns 8%. Obviously, he's American. But the concern overall of the American influence is, you know, you've got Arsenal, Chelsea, Spurs, Man United, Aston Villa, Bournemouth, Liverpool, Burnley, Crystal Palace, Fulham, all completely owned or partially owned by Americans. Everton is in the process of being an American takeover by 777 Partners. When you get to 14, right? Let's say eventually West Ham are taken over by Americans. They could change it. They could change it into an American franchise system they want because 14 clubs can change things. And that's...
Well, they've got to hurry up because the government, independent government legislation is coming in very soon, so...
Right.
Which is happening.
Would you
is
all
not...
be all right owned by the Americans, John?
I've hated Sullivan since the minute he walked through the door. I never wanted him there in the first place. So, you know, what's your alternative? Who, you know, we'll have to judge it when it gets presented, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a proper. You don't want to be owned by like a Bowley. I mean, look what he's done.
Well, look at that. I mean, we talk about being a West Ham fan. Imagine being a Chelsea fan. I mean, they really are.
Yeah, just imagine that'd be terrible, wouldn't it, Sean? Yeah, having won the Premier League how many times, the Champions League.
This season, it's just
that must be terrible. This season, not great. But a few seasons before.
Or an Everton fan, although they seem even with their deduction.
It must be good to be an Everton fan at the moment, seeing how their team performing, how they're reacting, what they're going for it. The young players he's given a chance to.
Yeah.
You know, there's positives there.
Anyway, slight link with Everton. Next news story is West Ham are about to release their financial records. I don't know the exact sum, but I've been told by my senior source it will be a loss. We made a loss for last season. And the reason we made a loss is...
We're losers.
We were down on TV money because we finished 13th. We were down on European money because the Europa Conference League is not as good as the Conference League. The Europa League, because even though we won it, getting to a semi-final was worth more. So we were down. We 253 million the year before last season. We're going to be significantly down on that. And then we spent 155 in that summer. So when in this financial year, we talk about not the last summer, but the summer before that, when we spent 155 million, you take that, divide it by five, plus the money we were already owing from the previous years. It means that our player trading was about 75 million. So we made a profit, but when you put our player trading as 75 million for that year, we made a significant loss last season. That will be revealed in December, and we'll be doing a full episode of the financials when released.
No, you will.
No, you won't.
So
we'll get Kieran Maguire on.
So what you're saying?
I'll be tuned
in. Yeah.
What you're saying is that the 150 million on player, 100, what did you say? 170 million on players, whatever.
So 155 million was spent on transfers in that. Okay.
Is there nothing to come in against that for that year? That
no,
period of
that
time.
That was 55 million net that year. Now, so if we're talking about
any players
season,
in that same period.
No, we didn't.
Any of that.
No, we didn't. Not that
nothing.
Season.
No.
You really look at the accounts. They're 155 million net, John. It's all there in black and white in Company's House.
I would do, but I support West Ham and I already watch it, which sucks the life out of me. Looking at their financials would, you know,
but anyway,
over
will,
the edge.
We will be covering the financials when they come out, which will probably be between Christmas and New Year. Something to look forward to, John.
Yeah, absolutely.
Little injury update. Areola is expected to make a full recovery. He wasn't included because he's had a wrist injury, small ligament damage, but he is expected to be back for... Wolves, Fabianski will retain his position for Freiburg. And a little bit of a bit of news, guys. The flag should be up for both the Freiburg game and the Wolves game. So on the wall where Dodsey is, right next to the West End, lower.
The other game?
Sorry?
What about the other game? Arsenal. Is it Arsenal? 23rd?
Oh, the Man United. It'll be up for that as
Man
well.
Man United.
Yeah. So, flag designed by our own Canning Town Len with a
That's
picture
me.
Of...
Bobby Moore.
Bobby Moore.
As in more than just a podcast.
And the flag goes up saying more than just a podcast. Our very own flag. Hopefully, as long as the club don't lose it or veto it.
Yeah.
Hopefully
you won't see that.
It will be up on Thursday. So we'll put pictures on the Facebook group. The same with if it's up on Sunday and on the 23rd. Is there any other news stories? I don't think so. It's a bit too early for transfers.
There's the manager that's being approached, Sean, that I got told.
Well, do you want to talk about that?
Well, I had a drink with someone.
Short story.
A few people. It's not Kirbishley, by the way, referring to, but someone who was a football league manager.
Can you hint or even... Can you say it? No.
Well, I can say who the
manager is.
Yeah, the manager that's been asked if he'd be interested.
Go on. Yeah,
and this is only if he's interested next year. He'd not offered the job or anything. But I've been told there's a rumour going about the about the championship. DeMarco Carrick has been asked if he'd be interested. I think when the time comes.
Interesting. There you go. That is a more than just a podcast exclusive.
As exclusive as it can be.
Nice.
I don't think we talk enough about what goes on in the championship. It was someone who's a coach. It's gone through the coaching. But it's nothing, not immediate. It's next year.
How is Borough doing? He's at Borough, really.
I looked, he's 12th.
Right.
But maybe, I don't know.
He
did well last season with him. I know there was buzz about him last season, but I didn't follow up on him this season.
I don't know. I couldn't really tell you if he's good or not. The thing that doesn't make me think anything materialises is just that it would appear if he might be a good manager. I don't know, like I said. But if we did get him in, it would appear that Tim Stuyden hasn't done a lot. Really, we could have got him without
is this an, Do you think this is an agent approaching Michael Carrick?
Well, I don't know. I think the question goes to him, if it happened next year, would you be interested? I think that's what it is. Maybe it just coincides with his contract finishing at Borough. We don't know. And they're just getting their ducks in line and things. Well, the very worst we can ask Carrick.
Mm-hmm.
And then they move on to other targets.
Are you coming on Sunday?
Where?
To the game for Wolves.
Are we at home?
We are, yeah. I'm going just before the event to the Colour Factory to ex-West Ham employees West Ham Way event. And it's got Kevin Keane. Do you know Kevin Keane, don't you?
Yeah.
Martin Allen, Kenny Brown, and Mark Phillips.
I might be very happy there.
Would you like to come as
Absolutely
a plus one?
Not, no.
Why not?
I just don't want, but it's not right time and place for it. Really.
Okay, all right. Well, tickets are still available. Give a little plug to X. Of course, I've fully paid for my ticket. I will be there on Sunday. I've not been to his new venue, so I'm going to give it a check out.
Anyway, while we're plugging things, let's plug the people who put the fucking miles in.
Yeah.
Last orders for canvas prints coming up. I've sold a lot over this weekend, but it will take 7 days to get to you now, so it won't get to you sort of like the 18th, 19th now. So get them orders in if you...
Lots of orders at the moment?
Oh,
keep me busy.
Yeah, yeah.
Smiling Paquetta was a winner, yeah.
I can't believe you didn't. I would have bought the original if you'd have done the Elon Musk.
Didn't have time. I've been really, really busy. Really
Do you
busy.
Sell the originals, Len?
Yeah, but the Paquetta one, I haven't sold it yet. It's just still drying out a little bit.
What size is that?
It's 12 by 16 inches, so only relatively small.
Yeah.
But obviously when they dry out, the colours sort of change, and then I'm using new paint, so I've got to be happy with it before I sort of sell it, really. I don't want to push too close to the Christmas deadline. It does get stressful, really. Shouldn't do, but you know, that's what
isn't your print, so all automated? What do you have to do for that?
Reveal
behind the curtain.
It is. I still have to sort of know what's going on and doing that and pushing things through. And
like when I got a print, I got two turn up.
Exactly, yeah.
So you're like smiling Paquetta. Do you scan that at home and then get it printed, or do you have to take that somewhere to get it done?
No, I scan it at home. I do a little bit of a colour correction because the printer that I've also got interest in now, things are going very, very well indeed. They're set up. There's a machine there. They're set up to do my work that I pay for. And it's all set up. And the thing is now, some of the older paintings next year I'm going to redo again, because when I done the paintings, I didn't do canvas prints, and the later paintings are painted especially with the canvas prints of extra colour, so they're reproduced better. Some of the early ones have got like the colours are a little bit more lifelike and have got they reflect a bit, because I didn't really take the capture the images in the right circumstances with the right studio lights. There's a little, so there's a little bit of an art in the digital file that makes the canvas prints as well.
Right.
But I've got a couple of customers. Sam and Dave White have asked for a shout out. They love the. I get a lot of people saying they love the podcast, and I get more people saying, "I love the podcast. Keep giving Sean shit."
Great. Someone has to, don't they?
Well, yeah. And Lou Murphy, Nigel's cousin.
He was on the film I was watching earlier.
Yeah, I know he was, yeah. He says Nigel needs to back his ideas up.
Okay.
So if you listen, Nigel, your cousin says you've got to back your ideas up. We should help.
Cool. John, do you want to plug anything?
No. I'll tell you what, I will plug.
Cool.
My daughter's just been signed up for a promoter agent, music promoter agent.
Nice.
And she's doing her first gig in London on the 2nd of February, I think, something like that. I will post a link. Hopefully I'll post it to you, Sean, and you can put it up on Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's,
just reminded me, because I'm trying to talk, Michael Levy Jr. is in town.
Is it Loughton?
Well, he was in Clacton, I believe.
Is he over here now?
He is over here now, yeah, with his family.
Wow.
So, I'm pretty sure he's just finished doing his gigs in Clacton, and I think he's here. You're right. Christmas 2023, Loughton, Royal British Legion. Sunday the 17th December, an afternoon with Michael Levy Jr. So you're right, he is going to do £25. They are. I don't know if it's sold out or not, but if not, go and see one of our 8 listeners. I think he's coming to watch a game. He's coming on Thursday and I think on Sunday as well. And we're just trying
to see him Sunday.
Just trying to arrange. Just trying to arrange a tour for him and his family as well, with the Spurs fan.
There you go. I'll just correct there. My daughter's thing is the Amersham Arms, London SE14.
Oh, nice.
Saturday the 3rd of February.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Tickets
forward to.
Tickets are £10.45. I think £9.50 before. You buy them, but it's not just her. There's a group of people playing, but she's one of them.
Excellent. Right, so shall we do our predictions? You can go last, John, because you just get them right, and you're not allowed to pick the same one. So you can go first this time, Lynn.
So are we talking Thursday?
We're talking Thursday, and then Wolves on Sunday.
2-2 against Freiburg.
Okay.
I think we lose against Wolves because Moyes says we got fatigue.
Okay.
So we're going to lose. I'm tempted to say 3-1, but I'm going to say 2-1 to Wolves.
Okay. I'll go for 2-1-0 wins because that's what I do. So 1-0 Freiburg, 1-0 win against Wolves. John?
I think we will draw against Freiburg. So I'm going to go 1-1. And I think we will lose against Wolves 3-1.
Oh, he's gone for the 3-1.
Oh, there you go.
He's been right all the time.
He has.
There's not much point going.
I reckon we should put money.
Not much point going.
Whatever John says, put money on it. Because he's been right about 4 times this season. So if you'd have put a fiver on each result, I reckon you'd be quids in by now.
Yeah. I don't give it a great deal of thought, be honest with you.
Yeah. Anywho, we'll leave the Christmas messages to next week because I assume we're still recording next week.
We have to talk about cheese next week, the Christmas cheese.
Oh, Christmas cheese. Good. And question time will be back. But until then, that's all the time we have. Sorry, no question time. We're feeling, all three of us are feeling, well, Len's always under the weather, a bit under the weather. It's been a long week. Even though it's Monday. So we're going to give it a miss. And most of you just be moaning about losing 5-0. And there's only so much we can put up with. So short and sweet this week, just under an hour. I've been Sean.
Just for our insanity.
John has been...
Just, I'm glad to be back from my Butlins trip.
Oh, yeah, how was Butlins, by the way? Which one was it? Minehead or...
Bognor.
Nice.
I thought it was really good. Yeah. We had a good time. Yeah, it was great for the little ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, it was really changed. It's all nice hotels and, yeah. Good. Not they didn't rip the arse out of you as well. It was really good value.
Good old Billy Bunting. And Len has been...
Completely uninterested in West Ham.
I know the feeling. Come on, you Irons.
Bobby Moore.
More than just a podcast.
Bobby Moore.
More than just a podcast.
I'm embarrassed for the performance and the result, and no, sorry to the supporters for it. But look, there was a wee bit of mitigating circumstances. I think the midweek took a huge amount out of us. You know, playing Thursday and Sunday, two Premier League games compared to clubs which are getting Wednesday and Sunday makes a big, big difference. Another day's recovery for us. We've had quite a bit of illness in the camp over the last few days as well, so that's not helped. We just ran out of steam in the last couple of days because we get players injured and a big, big effort in midweek. Yeah. Even just mentally, what it took out us to get a result at Tottenham. And I just felt today I could feel it because we had Edson pulled out this morning with illness. You know, we had Pablo and Emerson both ill yesterday and weren't sure how they were going to be. So we were really sort of low on it, to be honest. And you know, I said it, we had two away games. Everybody had either two home games or two away games in this period. Not many teams have taken 6 points. There's a few teams taking 6 points in the two games. Two away games, if you'd given me three, I'd have probably said yeah, because I'd have meant we want one of these two games. If you'd given me two draws, we'd have said that might have been good results away from home. So to get 3 points in the two games wasn't that bad. But more importantly, it was a disappointment of today in how we performed.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.